Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine, that is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Throw off all of the shackles of the world and allow yourself to know your true identity, your divine self. Light and love forever extending. Light and love forever experiencing itself. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy of reunion every time we meet. Great joy of remembrance of all that we are as the One. Great joy to celebrate the presence of seemingly individualities and yet to know that we are the One expressing as the many. You see how creative you are? You are the one mind come forth from the mind of God, the one principle of unlimitedness, and so creative you create the many so that you can have companions, you can have mirrors, you can look at another one and see yourself truly in how they are seeing the world, how they are acting and reacting and being beautiful mirrors for yourself. As you will stand in a place of non-judgment and allow the true mirror of self, you will be amazed and quite joyful at what you are allowing yourself to experience. So each time you look into another one's eyes, know that truly you see only yourself. You see the Divine One looking out at you as you would in the looking glass. And it is expansive love, very expansive, forever expanding and experiencing. Now, most of you had a chance today to go up on top of the mountain, yes? And you had the expansive, we've been speaking of expansive lately, view to look to the other ridges of the tall mountains. And some of you saw the model that they have made of all of the different ridges of the mountains, so that what you were looking at was but part of an extensive range of mountains. Snow-covered, and in this time of year, some of them with just the green, most wonderful, living, breathing, green trees. And I know that you felt the energy of the trees, for you were surrounded by living beings, the trees. And they were very happy to have your acknowledgement. Those of you who stopped for a moment or so or felt their energy, they very much were happy to be acknowledged. On the morrow, when you make your daily excursion, you will be again in a place of the trees, some of what is called the old growth trees, and you will be able to feel the energy of the living example of divine mind that you have brought forth and that you share in your reality, lowercase r there, meantime, and then uppercase R, as you realize, come to really fully realize your identity as the One Christ, you will feel a oneness with the green, the bark of the trees, the leaves of the trees, all of the breathing of the trees. If you stand next to a tree and allow yourself to become one with the tree, you can feel it breathing and giving off what you need for breathing, and what you are giving off is what it is taking in to live, to breathe. It is very much the sharing of life. Here in this geographical location, it is difficult to miss the nature and the gift of nature, for you are surrounded by much greenery. Much of the old growth trees and even the young growth of trees, and to feel the pulsating energy of life all around you. Before the end of this week, you will very much know your oneness with all of nature, and you will then recognize the inner nature of you that is not separate or divorced from all of life. That is why you have chosen to come to this holy place. Now, every spot upon Holy Mother Earth is holy, is sacred, because there is life, every place. But for those of you who have a certain set of belief, where you feel you can breathe more deeply in expansiveness and in the green, this is truly heaven for you. That is why you have said yes to being here. So I say unto you, rejoice. Re as again, be in joy as you were in the beginning when you created all of the wonders of nature around you. Rejoice. Remember and come alive in the fact that, yes, you have been here, you, as you understand other lifetimes and reincarnation and so forth, you can acknowledge the lifetimes where you have run amongst the trees as the free spirit. And you can feel that free spirit coming up within you, even in this day and time. You may look a bit different than you did in other times. You may have different raiment that you wear, but the true being of you is the same. So allow yourself to reconnect and to rejoice. For that is your true nature, to be in joy, to be alive, to be happy. The world will present unto you many suggestions that you can suffer, and that you have to use the mind to sort out a solution. The body will scream at you that you should pay attention to the body. And yet the true being of you is in the rejoicing, in the remembrance of the true joy of just being. That is what I have suggested that you experience as you go out into the various areas of nature, and that you sit with it, and that you allow yourself to come alive in that nature, and to know truly you are healed, you are whole. There is nothing that you have to worry about or to fix, and just to allow yourself to be in the joy of life. Once have said, and it is very true, that this is a healing area. These mountains, the forests, the water, the waterfalls, very much a healing energy, a healing place, a sacred place, if you will. Not sacred in terms that your supposed masters have deemed to be sacred, but sacred because you have created them in joy. You have created them so that you could be in that energy of simplicity, of just breathing in all of the energy of nature. Many of you are drawn to nature. Many of you desire to be free. You have the, some of you, the employment that you do that seems to be rather demanding, time-wise perhaps, and effort-wise. And so when you allow yourself, as you have done for this week, to have time to come and just be free, to breathe in all of the energy of holiness, which is you. It is a great gift that you give to yourself and that you can take and will take back with you when you return to whatever needs to be done. It is a wonderful time to be together. And I can see that already, the change from last evening. There is a certain letting down of the rigidity of the travel that you had to do to get here. And there's a certain letting down of the rigidity of what you have thought you had to be in the interaction with the brothers and sisters. No matter how friendly and familiar you felt with them, there was still a certain preconceived from the world idea that you had to be a certain way. But even tonight, as you came in and there was great energy and you could feel the welcome of it, you allowed the body to be much more at ease. Enjoy. On to another topic, a small topic, but a big topic. As you have been experiencing this, quote, holy advance, the Christos advance, as it has been termed, I would speak with you about your next year's gathering and how it is going to be less, even less, structured than this one. Now, this one has been advancing in its unstructuredness, but next year I am suggesting that many of you have been wanting to know community. So I am suggesting that you get together for the beginning of the advancement with one evening where I will speak with you, and then several evenings after that where you will have the evening meal with each other at various houses where you are abiding. Perhaps 4 or 5 of the evenings to have what are called the potlucks, where people bring and share. And I will join you in these potlucks. I will be there not just in spirit, but I will instruct my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, to allow me to speak, as is comfortable, to various topics that you may bring up just in the general discussion. And I may pop in with a comment or so, or a joke, whatever. So I will very much be with you. So it will take on a bit of a different nature, where you will have community, where you will be sharing the partaking of food, the breaking of bread with each other, and the breaking of old style of how, quote, meetings have to be, where you will be in true community with ones. And on those evenings, I will be with you in using the physical body and in sharing whatever topic is being talked about, not to a great length of discussion and saying this is what you should be thinking and this is the way the train of thought should be, but I want to be able to be with you as we were 2,000 years ago, and to be able to break bread, partake of the food, partake of the discussion, partake of the jokes, the humor, and to be able from time to time put in my, as you call it, my 2 cents worth, although I think it might have a higher value than that. One hopes. So that then there would be the final evening, which you always enjoy with the questions and answers, as we usually have had. But the intervening evenings would be shared at the various homes. Now, if you like the house that you are using for this week, you might want to put your reservation in for that for next year. I'm giving you a little bit of an advance direction here, or not. You can look around and see where else you would like to be. But to open your homes, not to have to eat very quickly and rush over to here to have a, quote, meeting where I will address you with all of my great wisdom, which, of course, is true. But I will be part of your grouping. There will not be Jeshua and then the rest of the people. I will be with you as we were 2,000 years ago. And there will be instruction. Some of you may be led to have the grape juice, even the wine for ones who like to imbibe of the wine, the fruit juice, whatever is to your taste, your palate, and where we can be as we were in what you see to be a long time ago. So keep that in the back of your mind and see how it resonates with you and what you will want to do for the next time that you make trek to come together in such a group. Okay. Now, back to the mountaintop experience of this day. When you were on top of the mountain and you were looking to the various ridges, were you able to project yourself to another ridge and to feel yourself on top of another ridge, looking back at yourself, looking to yourself on the ridge and back again? Any of you have that experience? Because you can do that. Just for a moment or so, and then the world will say, oh, that's not possible because my body is right here. But you can project yourself to another space and then look back, just for a moment or so, to where you are observing what seems to be yourself in another area. And I would suggest that you do this on the morrow when you are surrounded by the beautiful mountains that make and form the very deep lake of Lake Crescent. Allow yourself to be on the water. Allow yourself to be with the trees that are on the mountainsides that encompass the water area. And play with being over there and being here at the same time and looking back at yourself. And watch what you are doing as you are sitting upon the grass or in the lawn chair or wherever, perhaps on the deck. And see what you look like. I will throw out an idea because you may experience it, where you will look back at yourself and what you will see is a ball of light. Perhaps not all of the detail of the raiment, or how you have fashioned the coiffure of the hair. You may see detail like that, but what you will probably see for a moment or so, or maybe longer, is the light of you. And then as soon as you have acknowledged that, you will be right back with the body calling to you to be grounded, as they call it, to be grounded. But the wonderful thing is you can try it again. There's nothing that says that you'll have to stay grounded and to be just encompassed by the edges of the body. Allow yourself to be out somewhere, looking back at self. Because in truth, you are everything that you behold. You are the mountains. You are the water. You are your own consciousness that beholds all that you have created. And then allow yourself to have that feeling that arises up from within and says, I rejoice in what I am. I rejoice. I am truly in joy of what I have brought forth and what I am experiencing. How great I am. Or in other words, how great thou art. This has sometimes been put to mean the divine self of you. How great thou art. Well, how great thou art that you have brought forth the mountains, that you have brought forth the water that is collected into the very deep lake. Play with another part of it where you will imagine the mountains coming down and the water arising up out of the cavernous depth and see the mountains coming all together to what you would call the bottom of the lake and see the depth of the lake and feel yourself standing at the bottom of the lake, not worrying about breathing, not worrying about water encompassing you to the place where the body gets nervous, but just to the place where you can imagine yourself to be much more than just what the body has told you you are. So walk along the bottom of the lake. Allow yourself to see it before the water was there. Now that goes back a bit, as you understand it, but it is the truth of your being. So allow yourself to play with realities, lowercase r, of what others may not be experiencing yet. Others, there are many others, you saw this today, who are taking in the most wondrous sights. But they are not at the place where you are of saying, I have created this. I am one with this. I am all. And if you are all, and I assure you that you are, then you can allow yourself to walk along the bottom of the lake, to walk along the ridge of the top of the mountains, to look down into the very clear water, because that water is very clear, and to be able to see to the depth of the water, and to behold it as it was in the beginning, even before it has become what you see now. Play with, as you call, history and the changes of nature. Play with imagination. You have made a most wonderful tool in your reality, lowercase r, to play with, and it is called imagination. To put image, visual image, into action. And that is what you have done, because you have visualized, how would this lake be with the sides of the mountains rising up? And you have played with, what kind of trees? Be aware of what kind of trees are on the sides of the mountain and on the sides surrounding the lake. Be very aware of what you have created, down to the slightest, smallest detail. And know that truly, no one outside of you has created it for you, but you have done it from within your power. And you yet call it to be an ancient time, but yet all time is now, as you behold. So you can play with that concept as well, that all time is now. And so you can change that which you are looking at in your imagination. Change the image. That is what I have been speaking of. Because you are all powerful. This week that we are together, you are going to be playing with possibilities that are beyond what the mind has said has to be. You're going to be playing with possibilities, even probabilities, that I have created this. I am right now in this moment creating this. And we have spoken in other times about the progression of possibility becoming probability and probability becoming reality. And that is what this week is about realizing, making real in your awareness the possibility that I could have been here a long time ago and created this. Actually, there's quite a good probability because here I am visiting it again. I think it's probably true. And you see, you will see a progression that no one else has to teach you. It will be a progression that you accept from the inner self. And that, as we have said, is part of what you want from this week, is getting to know the inner self, the inner nature, by looking at, quote, the outer nature. It is the most wondrous week that you are putting together. And you have had what you would see one evening and one day. And what you have felt, even in this day, is going to grow. So hold on and go. a bit like the whitewater rafting. It is just holding on and going with the flow, as they say. Because you are going to enjoy it. You are going to come to the place of knowing true joy, free joy, not contained by anything that the world has described that you have to be, that you have to believe. You are going to know the truth that you have read in many of the books. There are several books who are ascribed unto me that I have written or dictated. And you have read those truths and you have said, yes, they resonate with me. Or you have had to chew on them a bit, the certain statements and the certain truths, to get to the kernel of truth in it. But this week, it is about going further than just the mental. I have authored, I guess is your word, several books as clues that you can play with. And sometimes it didn't feel like you were playing with it. It was like, I don't get it. Why is he saying the same thing over and over? Why is he working on a certain concept that I can't quite grasp it? It's confusing because he says one thing on one page and he'll say another thing on another page. And I'm not sure how this all fits together. I've heard you say that. Why doesn't he just come out and say it and be done with it? Well, the reason is you are reading it. You are the one who is putting meaning into what you are reading. The truth is very simple. And once you have realized that and you have come to that place of great joy, that is all there is to it. But the mind loves to play with questions. What does he really mean when he says such and such? And so you have the groups that get together and you read and discuss and people throw out ideas and you play with those ideas. But the truth, beloved ones, as you have discovered, is very, very simple. It is acknowledging the divinity of you and knowing that you are creating and manifesting moment by moment that which you experience. And then the next moment you express the joy that you feel bubbling up within you. All of you have come through a year that has been challenging. There have been challenges in your employment, there have been health challenges, there have been location challenges, there have been relationship challenges, there have been challenges within self-image. Ones that you have worked with and you have asked and you have spoken to me about them. My answer is always the same. I love that which you are. You're perfect, just as you are. I love that which you are. You are perfect, just as you are. And whatever choices you make, enjoy them. And if you are not in joy with those choices, make a new choice. There is no one, including me, not even what has been termed God the Father, the Almighty, who is going to stand as a referee and a judge to say that what you choose is wrong. All right. Moment by moment, you make your choices. So make them easy. That sounds too easy for the world. And it is too easy for the world. But you are leaving the world behind, and you are changing it. Even when your news media brings you the reports of divisiveness, there is still a good bit of that seemingly happening in your world. In the world, you will have wars and rumors of war. It has been thus for a long, long time. But you are not of the world. The world is of your making. And you can change it. And that is why you have come together in this week to be with ones of like mind, to be with ones who believe in the goodness of love itself and of friendship. And you have traveled many, many miles, made trek to be here so that you could experience the joy of being, just being yourself. and having others look upon you and say, hey, I'm really glad you came this year. I am really glad to see you. It is wonderful to behold you. What are you expressing? What are you experiencing? I want to know exactly how you feel in your heart. What is really true about you? And then you smile, the smile that you are smiling, and nothing else matters. No mental definition, description is necessary. It is only the smile and the love light in the eyes that expresses everything that you are. Simplicity itself. I love that which you are. And the tears that come from the emotion of realizing the true being of self. Tears are most wonderful. They are the waterfall of cleansing. Anytime you feel the tears and the emotion rising up, do not try to stuff it back down. Allow it to come. Carry with you at all times what is called the little handkerchief, I believe, or tissue, whatever. And you can wipe it away before you drown. But you will not drown. Truly what you are allowing to come forth is the being of you, the true being of you that is being freed. All of you have experienced lifetimes where it was not safe or seemed to be safe to show emotion. You had to be the warrior. You had to be strong. You had to fight to the death, whatever your belief was. And that still goes on in this day and time. But many of you have had to stuff down any emotion. But now you are coming to the place where you realize, make real in your life, in your awareness, that it is okay to let the waterworks cleanse you, to bring it forth, whether it be in what you call the sorrow of missing someone, or whether it be from happiness and joy and the emotion of just allowing yourself to know your true self. Allow the tears to come. They are very cleansing and nothing to be ashamed of, as has been taught to you many times, especially those of you who walk about with the male body. You have been taught as the small one not to show emotion. Even if you are being bullied, as it is called now, even if stronger ones seem to come along and judge you and say that you are not living according to what you should be living, you have been taught to stuff that down, not to show any emotion. But I say unto you, emotions are energy, divine energy in motion. And it is okay to allow those emotions to come forth. Even if it be coming as anger, do not inflict that upon another one to the place of injury. Take what is known as the stuffed pillow, perhaps, and allow your anger to be directed for a moment or longer, whatever needs to be. And if you feel like allowing the water works, know that it is cleansing and it is holy. You have a very short sentence in your holy scriptures where it says that Jesus wept, that I wept, and I did. I felt emotion. I looked upon Jerusalem and how it was so divided and how the love that would be expressed was not being allowed to be expressed. And I wept. Tears, real tears, wet ones, real tears. Because I felt a knowing that it could be so different, and there was an emotion that came up. So do not ever be ashamed of the waterworks. It is cleansing. Now we will take a short break, and we will come back and talk more about water. So be it.
Thank you.
Now we continue. It is most blessed to watch you during what is called your break, because truly you are not breaking anything. You are accentuating the good energy that you have been feeling with each other and making it even more powerful. So you are not truly breaking, except perhaps to have a chance to move the body about a bit and then to give more hugs. So it is wonderful to watch that. I have been conferring with my beloved friend and teacher as to next year's advance. And as I was speaking earlier, to have less structure, as even you have had this year, and to have the potlucks together to be able to discuss whatever comes up. And I will pop in with a suggestion or a joke. I do love to tell jokes. So there may be a few of those that will come out. And so we were looking at the calendar and deciding that it will start the very first weekend in August, as opposed to being in July and running into what you have found this year with the Lavender Festival and all of the good tourists who have been here. But to start with the Saturday evening, which would be the monthly evening anyway, and to follow through the next week, ending with a Friday night Q&As, as you call them. So you can put that on your calendar, and as I have said, if you like the house that you are renting or staying in, you can reserve it for those dates, the first week, starting with the first weekend in August. So just to give you a heads up, make some plans. Now, we are going to have some fun because we are going to make some orbs. Yes, you have all been given a little bottle which has orb material in it. And allow yourself to fill the room with orbs. And the energy of orbs.
And now, Aaron, you have to take pictures because...
Yes. There will be orbs all over this room. Oh, I love that. Oh, it's surrounded by orbs. Look at those orbs. Into orbit, yes. And sometimes they come back and they will get you a little bit wet on the nose. And such fun. Wow. Many, many orbs in this room. Now we have spoken previously about the orbs that truly are in your reality. And the orbs that are ones of beings who are with you all the time. But now you have a chance to make the orbs, to play with those orbs. On the morrow when you are visiting the lake and you are contemplating the water, there will be opportunity to see orbs around and above the water. Wow. So be aware. Look for the orbs. And be aware that truly you are never, as to what you would think, alone. I'll turn the fan off, yes, we can. Charles, if you would, above the light, yes, that's the one. Just bring it all the way down to the bottom. The light, that's fine. That'll be, I think it's still going.
Slowing.
Is it slowing? Okay, very good. Because your orbs were going everywhere. Such fun. So those of you who have said, I don't see orbs, I've never seen orbs. Now you have seen orbs. You have been surrounded by the orbs all around. But as I was saying, on the morrow, when you are sitting at the lake and you are looking at the lake, allow yourself to see the orbs that are around the lake itself and feel your oneness with those orbs, because truly every creation of yours is marvelous. Every creation. So you have fun, as you are now doing with making the orbs all around. The orbs and the bubbles that you see are also symbolic of you as you go through life, delicate and yet formed, changing, moving, sometimes visible, sometimes in a poof, it seems to be gone. Allow yourself, as has been said many times, to know that you are as the drop of water in the ocean. You are the orb in the ocean, and yet you are the whole ocean as well. Ones will say, why would you make something so delicate that only lasts for a moment or so? And I say unto you, why not? Yeah. Exactly, why not? With the fun of knowing that truly you are the ocean, you are the lake, you are the drop of water in the lake, you are every drop of water in the lake. So the orbs that you see floating around in this room are symbolic of your being as well. Very light. Delicate, free, free-flowing. The ones you have seen when the fan was on, they were being blown around. Sometimes you feel that you are being blown around. But in truth, you are following your own path of truth. Most wondrous. Some last for a long time. Some allow their beauty to be more short-lived. And yet, it is all life. Every bit. Even as you have what are called the small fruit flies, I believe they're called, which live only for a day, a whole lifetime is in that day, from beginning to end. You look at some of the friends and you see now there are more of your friends seemingly garnering more years to themselves, living to be 80, 90, even 100 years old or more. And then others may have a shorter lifetime to accomplish that which they have said that they want to know, that they want to experience. So there is no judgment as to whether it is better to have lived a long life or better that you have lived a shorter life. Because each and every one of you has come into a lifetime with what you have decreed you want to experience and want to express. And sometimes ones will live, as you call life, because truly that is not the definition of life. Life is forever ongoing. But some will live a day, even an hour, maybe even just a few seconds. And others will live the 100 years and have many experiences and travel all over to interact with brothers and sisters. But each lifetime is complete in itself, in that you experience that which, at the soul level, you have agreed that you want to know. And sometimes you are, as well, it is true always, servants unto each other. Sometimes the newborn that only lives a day or so, and the parents may ask, why? Why only a day? Only an hour, perhaps. Why would that happen? Ones have come, and you have done this in lifetimes, where you have come to be the fulfillment. Not to have to live the long life, but to be just the fulfillment of life, to show life. And then, what often will happen with the ones who come and live the shorter time period, they will reincarnate and come back oftentimes to the very same parents, perhaps choosing the same gender, sometimes choosing a different gender. But they often will come again attracted to the same family. So there is never truly anything to be sorrowful about. Now, I know there is the certain time period of expectancy that there's going to be a new life. And this can be greeted in peace and joy, or it can be a bit troublesome for ones who are not in a place of wanting at that point to be responsible for another life. But truly, each lifetime is complete, no matter how long or how short it is. Oftentimes, ones will come to be servants to the parents who are not maybe quite ready to have the family or the responsibility as they understand responsibility. And you can see that they have come to show that truly it is okay, and they will come back in another, as I have said, another form at a different time. There is never truly any extinguishment of life. And the ones who often come to families will be in that family discarnate for a while before they take on physicality. They come and they are part of the consciousness of the family, sort of as you would be testing out the waters, perhaps. And they come and they are with you in the family, and then they will take on the physicality. It depends on soul choice, and there is no judgment in any of it, no judgment as to timing, no judgment as to circumstances, no judgment as to gender, no judgment, period. It is a soul choice, and it is a completion, no matter how short or how long the lifetime, as you measure time, can be. My lifetime, as it has been recorded, was some 33 years. Well, I have shared with you that that was not the end of that lifetime. That truly there was the crucifixion, yes. There was the body that was deceased and put into the tomb. And there was the body that was resurrected in light form first and then in physical form later, so that I looked the same but a little bit different because there was more light around me. And I came to visit many of you, because you were friends, and there were some of you who were sorrowful because you felt you had been abandoned, that I, who had lifted up the dead, and I will put a footnote here to say that always I have come to lift up the dead in spirit. But there were many who felt that if I could raise others, why could I not raise myself? Well, I did. And I came back to spend many, many years in what I have seen to be that lifetime. I traveled. I went to southern France. You have the legends. And the legends are true. They are based upon a particle of truth. I went to other countries, and you have legends that I walked the Americas, and I did. And with the legends, there is a particle of truth. Otherwise, it would not happen. The legend would not come forth. Because I knew myself to be unlimited life. And I knew that I was not finished speaking with brothers and sisters and raising up the dead in consciousness, and raising up ones who were seeking to know, what more can there be in life? What more is there joy? Where is the joy? And many of what you term your Native Americans have been very much in tune with life and with nature, to the point where when they felt they had finished their sole purpose, they could sit out under the tree and allow the spirit to join with what they have termed the great spirit and to leave the body behind. Again, legends based on truth. All of your stories that come forth, all of your legends have a kernel of truth to them. Otherwise, they would not be told. It would not occur to the thinking that this could be. So you can look at what seems to be far out fabrication and say, well, that couldn't be. And yet, what is there that cannot be if you are all that is and that you are creating moment by moment? What is there that cannot be? Only that which you have said is outside of my box. I'm in this box, and that's outside of the box, and that cannot be. But I have news for you. That is only a temporary box. And any time you want to, you can push out the sides, and many of you have done this with pushing out the sides of the box as you have garnered more of the wisdom and allowed the wisdom of the world, quote, wisdom of the world, to be set aside. And you have pushed out the sides of the box, and you have said, I want to experience more. I want to know joy. I want to know freedom. I want to know my true creativity. I want to come alive and know that I am free of all of the ones who would give me advice, all of the ones who would give me certain control, either direct or indirect. I will say as a footnote here that there are many of your brothers and sisters who are seemingly in a box, in a building called a prison, who are freer in spirit than many who walk the streets, because they have found that they cannot be contained within the walls of a building. They cannot be contained by someone else's control as to when they should arise up and when they should lay down. And they have found that always the mind and the spirit of them is free to adventure. And even though perhaps it has been decreed that they will spend X number of years, perhaps the rest of the lifetime, within the walls of that building, they are free to travel, and many do travel outside of the walls of what has been termed your prison. Many of the brothers and sisters walk about in their own prison, and yet they would call themselves free because they are not in a physical building called a prison, and yet they're in the prison of their own mind and their own belief system that says that they have to, whatever is the end of that sentence, that they have to do such and such or be such and such. Every particle of life desires to be free to express. Even your orbs, even the bubbles that we made orbs with, are free to express, and they do. Each one, as you would watch the bubbles floating around, has its own intelligence. Wow, I thought it was just a bubble. It is just a bubble, but more than that, it is life, creativity come into form for a certain period of time, and you are creating it as you allow the air to be blown and the bubbles to be formed. You will say, well, that's a small example of my creativity. It is a great example. If you have one example, there are no differences in degree of creativity, no differences in degree of ease or difficulty. All is creativity. All is life. You are free. So on the morrow, when you are sitting by the lakeside And you are imagining that you are walking on the bottom of the lake. And you are imagining that you are walking on the top of the hills that surround the most clear, beautiful lake. Know that you are truly free to go forth in your imagination, in your creativity. You do not have to take the physical body, although later in this lifetime you may come to a place where you will take the physical body and walk under the water with no trouble, or upon the water with no problems to the body. I have joked with you in other times that truly already you walk on water when it is raining and you walk on the puddles. But you say, well, no biggie, I'm not going to drown in a puddle like that. But if I go into maybe the deep end of the swimming pool, that might be a different story. But I say unto you that there are some of you who are going to later on in what you call this lifetime go beyond the limitations that have been given to you by the forefathers, and you will be able to walk under the water and to breathe of the oxygen in the water and keep the body functioning, that you are not limited. Wow. Okay, Jeshua, I think I'd rather walk on top of the water at first. Okay, start with that first. And then if you want to sink down and walk in the water, you can do that. You have brothers and sisters that are what you call the ETs, extraterrestrials, that are not tied to the belief system of this, our Holy Mother, the Earth, and the belief system of how this one functions. And they know themselves to be able to fashion a physicality of a sort to travel anywhere that they think of, that they can imagine, that they want to go, any form. And you have been most fascinated, many of you, by the lights that you see in your heavens that you say are not truly stars, although stars are most wondrous. And the space beings who come to visit, it is a truth. They are coming to show you that there is more than just life, as you understand it to be, upon the surface of our Holy Mother Earth. Now, again, you have legend that there are life forms within our Holy Mother Earth. And this is true also. You have chosen that you will walk upon the surface of the earth meantime. But later on, you may want to experiment with something different. So allow yourself to feel free. That is what this week is all about. Know that truly tomorrow, when you sit by the lakeside, when you travel to the waterfalls, when you travel anywhere in this most wondrous location, I am with you. There is no place that you can be that I am not. Always I am with you. Lo, until the end of the belief in the limitations of the earth, I am with you. Lo, I am with you always. So be it.